Oswald J. Smith was not only a wonderful preacher, a great author, but he was also a great hymn writer. And one of the hymns that Oswald Smith of the People's Church in Toronto, Canada wrote was entitled When Jesus Comes. The chorus says, when Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, all sins are washed away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory, for all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. And whoever you are and wherever you're at in life, there's no difficulty or problem that you're facing, but the Lord Jesus Christ cannot make a difference whenever he comes. And all throughout the Gospels especially, we have wonderful instances in the Saviour's earthly ministry of people that he came to, and whenever Jesus came, their lives and their circumstances and their hearts were changed. And over the next little while, we're going to consider some of these people that the Saviour met and touched and changed by his very presence. And the first one today is in Mark's Gospel, chapter 5. And it speaks about a man in the land of the Gadarenes, over there on the eastern side of the Sea of Galilee. And the Saviour has crossed the Sea of Galilee through a storm to meet this demon-possessed man. And we read these words in Mark's Gospel, chapter 5, and verse number 1. And they came over onto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. And if you read there in Mark's Gospel, chapter 5, about this man from the Gadarenes, we know that he was possessed with a legion of demonic spirits. We know that he had no rest, he had no peace, he had no joy, no contentment in his life. Sometimes he was in the mountaintops, sometimes he was amongst the tombs, sometimes he was down in the seashore. The Bible says he was virtually naked. He cried aloud, he cut himself with stones. No man could bind him, no, not with chains, neither could any man tame him. He was as close to hell as it was possible to be without actually being in it. He wasn't yet in hell, but hell was inside of him. And yet we read there in that first verse that the Lord Jesus Christ came, crossed the Sea of Galilee through a storm just to meet this one individual. And whenever the man from the Gadarenes saw the Lord Jesus Christ, he fell at his feet and everything changed. The Lord cast the devils out of him. The Lord clothed him. The Lord renewed him in his mind and heart and spirit. And we read later on that that same man was found sitting and clothed and in his right mind. You see, we have a Saviour today who comes to the sinful. And whenever he comes to the sinful, things change. And oh, that God would come to your heart today. If you're not yet a Christian, that the Lord would come to where you are. And maybe you're deep down in sin, you're far away from God. Nobody has been able to do anything for you. There's no preacher or pastor or doctor or social worker or psychologist or physician that has been able to change you. But whenever Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. He's able to change lives completely. Mel Trotter was a man who grew up the son of a publican in America. He was the youngest, I understand, of 7 children. And it wasn't long before Mel Trotter himself was an alcoholic, hopelessly addicted and enslaved by alcohol. Somehow he was able to hide this from his fiancée, and by they got married. And then shortly after their marriage, his new wife discovered that Mel Trotter had an awful problem. He was enslaved to drink. He used to come home at nights drunk. He lost his job several times. And every time he promised his wife that he was done with the drink, but things just got worse and worse and worse. At last, unemployed, he took himself far away to go on a binge drink. And then whenever he came back, he found his wife nursing their 2-year-old infant, and the little child had died in infancy. Mel Trotter was plunged into the depths of despair. He felt he was guilty of murder, guilty of neglect. And here was this little child gone, taken from them in sad, sad circumstances. Mel Trotter promised his wife, I'll never get drunk again. But within 2 hours, he was in a saloon and he was drinking. At last he came to the funeral home. He opened the little coffin of his infant child and saw that somebody had provided clothing, a funeral suit if you like, to cover the little child with. And he looked down and he took the shoes off the little body. And he went back to the saloon and he said to the barman, "Can you give me a few shots of whiskey in exchange for these shoes?" What an awful, awful way to live. It wasn't long before he found himself shoeless himself. He sold his own shoes in the city of Chicago. And standing there in the snow, shoeless, penniless and hopeless, he decided he would take his own life. At last he found himself in a mission station in Chicago, the Garden Mission. And there somebody opened up the Word of God, testified to the saving grace of Christ in their lives, how the Saviour had come to them, changed them and delivered them from enslavement to alcohol. And all of a sudden, Mel Trotter's heart was opened. He responded to the call of God. He believed that the Son of God loved him and had given himself for him upon the cross. And he gave his heart and life to Jesus Christ. And his life was changed forever. He went on to become a great soul winner himself. He was given a new life, a new beginning. He became a new man. He became a new husband. And he got a new home. Everything changed whenever Jesus came. Oh, that God would come to your heart today, that the Saviour would draw alongside you, and that the power of the gospel and the power of the cross would reach your heart and life. Thank you for listening. May God bless his word to your hearts today, and may the Lord lead us on with himself. Amen.